Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
All right, it's the Rundown. It's brought to you by High Noon. I sit on this set before you with who many believe has drank the most High Noons in the history of High Noon, Glennard Balls.
You also believe it.
I think it's a reasonable take.
So last week we were in Vegas for the WWE. I'm sitting there drinking a High Noon, and I looking at Twitter, and Jake Bash tweets out, "Do you think Lenny Balls is drinking the most High Noons of anyone ever?" A poll, and I sat there and thought about it.
I think I have. Completely logical take.
I think I have.
Like, if you said, like, a beer that's been around for 100 years, like, come on, shut up. Yeah. This is a seltzer. It's hot. It's new. We are sponsored by them. Glennie responsibly drinks them all the time. we were able to get our hands on them when they were sold out everywhere.
Yeah, right.
There was a drought that never happened for Glennie.
So I think the first time I experienced these beautiful, beautiful High Noons, we were doing an Alabama LSU event at the Ainsworth, like 2 or 3 years ago.
I was gonna say,
was the first time I ever saw it, and I saw these things. I tried them, but I was like, "What the fuck is that?"
yeah, magic
and
in a can.
And I'm drinking them, and I'm like, "These things are amazing." And I've been drinking them ever since. And then coronavirus happened, the pandemic happened. Mm-hmm. There was like an aluminum shortage; nobody could get them. We had our heads on them. I was drinking them all throughout there, like literally every night during pandemic. I just drank High Noon all night.
Yep.
I mean, I got it before they were on the West Coast. At one point last year, me and Roan went to Newport Beach to do a Sunday conversation with Hunter Henry.
Mm-hmm.
This is before they got into California. I go down to the hotel lobby. Me and Roan are going to get dinner. I'm like, go to the hotel bar. I ask the bartender, I go, "Hey, you got any of these seltzers?" Just anything. I didn't even say High Noon. Mm-hmm. "But you got any sort of seltzers?" She just responds, "No, we don't, but we have this new thing. It's not even really a seltzer. It's called High Noon." I'm like,
"Bring them out.
It follows you wherever
you go.
If only these eyes could talk."
Right. So I think it's now that I've heard all the evidence, you are number one.
Yes.
Early adopter, able to get it when it wasn't
Barstool
around.
Barstool versus America.
Professionally
aluminum
tied to
shortage.
It.
Jersey Shore House.
Which, by the way, I think High Noon should maybe put out a pack of like glass bottles. I think that would be nice.
Ooh.
Right?
Only in the summer, though, everything is better out of a glass bottle.
I agree. Yeah, it's just like icy cold, got the condensation on it, twist top.
Dude, Glennie's getting excited.
I think you're the one. If you could pick a Glennie Balls flavor of High Noon, what's your favorite flavor?
Yeah.
So I like vary between peach and watermelon.
Okay.
I vary between the two.
It's kind of like a silver peach watermelon.
You know what's one thing I've always wondered that not even High Noon, none of these seltzers have ever done? It's not the most popular fruit, but why does nobody ever do a cantaloupe? No one's ever done a cantaloupe.
Glennie Lopes.
Can we not do a cantaloupe?
I don't know.
Flavor?
Maybe.
I mean, a mango is similar to a cantaloupe. Why can't we do a cantaloupe seltzer?
Why
does
not?
Nobody do it?
See, a lot of people say, you know, why not? And Glennie says, why?
I love a cantaloupe.
You know what I think they should do, too? Let's make a cantaloupe, and instead of a tall, skinny one, we make, like, a stout can.
Ooh.
Like a Glennie Ball-shaped can.
A cantaloupe-shaped can.
Yeah!
Glennie Ball-shaped. Yeah, hi, dude. If you guys are watching and you want to experiment with cantaloupe, let me know.
Come
I'm a huge cantaloupe guy.
There you go.
You ever hear of Lemon Ice Cream Corona?
What?
You ever hear of Lemon Ice Cream Corona right by Shea Stadium?
Oh, yeah.
I've been there going there my whole life. I only get cantaloupe. I'm a big cantaloupe guy. Cantaloupe.
Make it happen, High Noon.
But nonetheless, watermelon, High Noon.
Everybody go get your High Noon seltzers. You're just living the dream, Balls, as is J.R. Smith. I don't think we've talked about it on the Rundown yet. J.R. Smith officially.
Quiet, please.
How much do you love doing that?
I like it.
Yeah.
When it's them, it's great, right?
That was really something.
I mean, Glennie jumped out of his...
You know I hear loud noise. I jump a little bit. You are like a little scaredy cat. I am a scaredy cat, yeah.
Big time.
I agree.
Yet, he still watches those YouTube videos on...
Of movies I know that's happening. I haven't watched them in a while. I really got to get back into that.
There really needs to be a series called, like, Glenny watches YouTube videos of movies where he knows what's happening.
I would love to do that series. Yeah. I've often said
it's a great
one. I just don't know if it's we can legally do it.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
I honestly wish there was a camera on me the first time I watched
Rosemary's Baby.
Ari Aster movie? No, Rosemary's Baby's like, it's so old, it's hard to really be that scary.
Okay, which one?
That was 68. The Ari Aster movie.
Ari Aster.
What's that movie, Tommy? It came out like 4 years ago.
Nothing.
Is that the
husband gets killed. There's a coven of witches. There's a coven of naked witches.
Hereditary?
Hereditary.
Yes.
Oh, that is a scary
movie. Where the girl
with
the... Have you seen... Her head gets clocked off.
The husband
One of the greatest scenes ever.
The husband gets lit on fire there at the end. They're in a garage with naked old witches. And
I watched that alone by myself in an empty house.
How?
And I was like, I don't want to be doing this anymore.
How?
I know, it was
so
scary.
So, I no longer live with Robbie Fox, but when I lived with Robbie Fox, he would pitch me on movies to watch. And I told him I don't like horror movies. And he pitched Hereditary to me as a thriller. He was like, it's a thriller, dude. It's going to be fine. I was like, cool, let's do it. I just had my hoodie over my head. And I was like, I can't believe we're watching this movie.
While we're talking about movies, have you guys seen The Green Knight?
No.
I saw you tweeting about it. What is it?
The Green Knight is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
And it is getting, like, top praise, 95 points from the Lights, Camera, Action boys, Oscar talk. I was like, this is atrocious.
The Green Knight.
The Green Knight. It's like a King Arthur spinoff type story. And I like that shit. I fuck with all that nerd stuff. King Arthur and Merlin and like medieval times. And I was like, I was an hour in. I was like, this is terrible. Is this going to get any better?
Is it a serious movie?
Yeah.
Famous people in it?
6.8
Dev Patel.
Okay.
Well, it is polarizing. So there are people with me. Like, so I just put out a poll. Do you like this movie, yes or no? And no is actually winning. But the people who like it are like, it's like, shut the fuck up.
Dev Patel, Alicia Vikander, Joel Edgerton.
But they're like bit characters and weird. Horrible film. Horrible cinema.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we? Back to J.R. Smith. This rundown's everywhere, man. J.R. Smith has enrolled in college. He went out of high school way back when. So he's a college student for the first time. He's going to North Carolina A&T. Enrolled in the joined the golf team, got cleared by the NCAA. He has amateur status as a golfer, so he's golfing and he's on campus as a freshman. He's taking English classes, he's joining African American study groups, he's like live tweeting the whole thing. That needs to be a series. Like, I think Barstool should send people down and produce J.R. Smith Goes to College.
It's awesome, it's so much fun, it's so cool.
Like,
and like golfing is not like
and golf too.
It's not like he's
things.
Playing on the basketball team.
Right.
Like golfing, he's 35 years, similar to a 20-year-old golfer. No matter what would you
he's,
on the golf course.
So he said,
it sounds like a great time.
He said he played in Rashard Lewis's like charity event like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And he said he stepped up like first time he ever swung a golf club, 300 right down the middle.
Yeah.
And
he's
so
an
he's not yeah an athlete natural, but like you know golf is this you know gentleman's sport. He's all tatted up. He's going to come to the fucking course, drunk off the Henny.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's perfect for this.
I'd also
And he's leaning into it. He's, like, he's tweeting. He's, like, all my tweets are about to start being grammatically correct and, like,
The one thing I've seen about this is that he's very serious about going, like, back to school.
Yes.
Like, and I would argue, I've talked about this before with people, where that's the best way to do college. Like, doing college right out of high school is dumb.
Stupid, because you don't want to.
You don't want to do it. You go there to party. You just want to, you want to do everything but school. If you go when you're 30, 35, you're actually like, I'm interested in these subjects.
I
know
I would love to take a class right now on business shit and some internet
stuff.
Not about college drunk. Not, what am I saying drunk? Old. Old and rich. What the fuck, man?
Sorry. We'll get past this.
I meant old and rich.
Don't beat yourself up, man.
We love you.
Up a little. It's okay. You just like said one word wrong.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I meant old and rich.
Lenny was like, going to college drunk. Oh, what the fuck, man? What's wrong with me?
You're not drinking.
There's got to be I think I feel like there's like an old SNL skit like that.
Old,
where it's like, just calm down. You're fine.
Yeah, it's the Chris Farley show.
Yeah, the Folger thing.
That's what it is.
Going to college nice and old, like even Abella, she's young, but she has no money.
Well, I said, those two should go link up.
Yeah, well, there's no like fear of you need to do this to like make your life.
Right.
I feel like it's great because you'd be laid back. You could enjoy the subjects you want to enjoy.
Fail a class,
and it would be great. Yes.
Bomb a paper.
Doesn't matter.
Test whatever. It's all good. He said he had a tweet that
and
was like, English
learn.
Is my first language, but these papers, man.
See, that is so good.
It's so funny. Thinking, like, he probably thought that English class was like learning English, not
Wait,
like
I got
literature
this.
And
yeah.
shit. So
wow.
JR, and then like yeah. So you're, I think he's 38. So he's like now he's 20 again. Bam. And he's playing. College golf. Like he's playing a college sport.
Win all the way around
it's like,
for everybody.
It's like college has become the new senior tour. college is like, okay, I retire, let me go to college.
Yes.
And add like 4 more years.
And imagine the golf kids on the team is J.R. Smith somewhere.
Yes.
You know, hang out with J.R. Smith.
The North Carolina A&T golf team is like, now all of a sudden we got Team Swish. You know, he's going to hook him up with clubs and,
you could
and
hook
gear.
Him up with clubs
and,
now, right?
Yeah, right.
You can do everything you want.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And he'll bestow wisdom upon them life.
Oh, like, yes. That's
it's
the
really
man
a
you
win
want.
For everybody involved.
Hell yeah.
I really feel that way.
Speaking of a win for everyone involved, Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley this Sunday, I feel like we are in the stage of this pay-per-view where I think everybody's fighting and the hype is building, and that's the moment where I always realize that everybody wins and they just get their money, you know.
Yeah.
There will be a loser on Sunday, but not really. Today it was Jake Paul's team was fighting Tyron Woodley's mom, and I'm like, yeah, this is, you know, this is a reality show. And so Sunday night they'll get their money, but there will be a winner and there will be some hands thrown. Jake Paul versus UFC former UFC champ Tyron Woodley, Sunday, August 29th. 8 p.m. You can get it on pay-per-view. Right now you can order it so you have it ahead of time. Showtime.com/PPV, which I actually recommend doing because there's always problems the night of when you want to order it and there's too many people and the servers are down or whatever. So get it now and you'll be ready to go on Sunday night. Go to the Showtime app or go to Showtime.com/PPV. $59.99. You can order it right now. It's available through all major cable providers. Who you got? Because the Barstool Sportsbook has it now. You can actually place bets on this fight. So who you got?
Dude, let me tell you, I'm full-blown. I think Jake Paul is going to beat him for one reason and one reason only. So last week, me and Caleb were in Cincinnati. We did a Sunday conversation with Pac-Man for Rough Rowdy.
Also tomorrow, obviously.
Buy that. Enjoy. BuyRR.com. And after we were done, we were talking to Pac-Man's trainers. Nothing more just homey and like American than just old boxing trainers.
Oh yeah,
and they just look like they impart so much wisdom.
Mm-hmm. They got a towel
just
over their shoulders at all times.
These older boxing trainers, just they're so great.
Yep.
And they were telling me they think Jake Paul's gonna win. If they're saying Jake Paul's gonna win, I'm going with
him. Bro, Jake Paul's a boxer.
He can fight.
People just don't want to admit it.
I know
he's
nothing
very good about picking his opponents, but he's a boxer.
Right. Like I know nothing about fighting, but I think it puts me in a position where I can see someone and I'm like, that guy looks like he can fight.
Mm-hmm.
Just because just the way he looks, obviously
he
Woodley can fight. Woodley's been fighting forever, but Jake Paul can actually fight. People think he's the YouTuber. People have been thinking that forever.
It's just you're gonna have to shift.
All he
your
does is train.
Talk. Yes.
He has money
and time. He has all the best equipment, all the best trainers, all the time in the world, a chip on his shoulder, and a great physique and a great like athletic base.
A great
nickname.
And also, Woodley was a UFC guy.
Yes.
And when you're in the boxing world, I think it's so massively different.
Big Ed was telling us that like Ben Askren was in the UFC and he was a grappler and a wrestler. Tyron Woodley was in the UFC and he throws punches, but he's not that good. He's old. So it's like, yes, he does punch, but it's not like he's fighting someone in his prime. That's ultimately what he's going to have to do one day. But again, the fact that we've reached the point where unless Jake Paul fights a professional fighter in his prime, that's what he's got to do to earn your respect. Well, then that means he's a professional fighter.
Right.
Because if you're just asking for pay-per-views with fighters in their prime, then you're just asking him to be a professional fighter.
Give him some respect.
Yeah. This just popped in my head. You think we're ever going to get a Jake Paul versus Logan Paul boxing match?
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%.
What's their size difference? I think we will get one eventually.
I think they are similar size.
Yeah.
Someone fucks each other's maybe lady friend.
They'll figure it out.
They will either, it'll be real, they can fabricate it or just wait for it to be real because like,
right.
something will happen.
Right.
I think they should hold on until like, not until they're washed up,
like,
but as like the final act
2035.
Almost.
That should be the final culmination.
I mean, they're both, what, 25, 27?
They're young, yeah. I think it's like 24, 26, 25, 27. So
man.
I think they're similar like height, but I want to say that
they're
Jake
one inch apart.
One inch apart?
Yeah.
And okay. What about height, weight? Jake's bigger? Yeah. So Jake's a little bit taller,
I had that totally backwards. I thought Logan
is like shredded.
Yeah.
But I feel like Jake is like
then that fight. Yeah, that fight's obviously happening at some point.
Yeah,
but
no doubt. That'll be unbelievable. They'll make so much money.
I'm taking Jake Paul in this Woodley fight, though.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll be at Greektown. I'll be at Greektown Sunday night, me and Riggs, so I will definitely be taking that. I think I'm going to take Jake Paul.
He tweaking.
What is that?
He tweaking. You know what I'm talking about, Glennie?
No.
Let me break it down for you. That's what I do now. I just talk to the old people and let them know.
Yeah, I know.
So, Tony Hawk is making new skateboards, and they took blood, mixed it in the paint, and he's painting the designs with his own blood. And everyone's like, oh, my God, that's so fucking dope. Lil Nas X was like, when I made shoes with my blood, you told me that it was going to be the downfall of the American familial unit and that this is, you know, Satan taking over the planet. So he tweeted, he was like, aren't you guys ready to admit that maybe you were mad about something else because he's gay and everyone was a homophobe making fun of it?
Yep.
So then on Instagram, Rap TV posted the Tony Hawk skateboards and just said, like, what do you think of this? Lil Nas X just commented, nah, he tweaking. That's it. So he was just like, nah. And it's not like beef. He was just like, he's bugging, you know. Nah, he's bugging.
Every
nah, he's
major Instagram everything. Comment section is nah, he tweaking.
Everything.
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 Go under any
look.
Any
open
big
up anything
one.
Right now. Nah, he tweaking.
Nah, he tweaking.
So it's nah, he tweaking taking over the world?
Yep.
Yes.
And people.
Let's see what comes
and that's,
up first.
It's not very funny, I don't think. It's just that Lil Nas X runs the internet. And
he
when
does.
He says something, it goes right. viral.
I see Evilovia and I see a bunch of hearts.
Well, I mean, porn stars maybe a little bit
I
different.
See Guy Fieri and I see. I see.
Guy Fieri, he's tweaking. He's tweaking.
I see Tweety. I don't see Nahi tweaking. I see Jeff Dilo's dog. I don't see Nahi tweaking.
Well, maybe not Jeff.
We'll find it. We'll find
plenty.
Fine.
No,
come
you're
on,
looking
plenty.
At the.
How about like ESPN?
Go on Dave's Pizza Review.
Dave's Pizza
Review. Yesterday. Nah, he's tweaking. I would love to see Dave work that into his repertoire.
I was looking.
Okay, we got Nahi tweaking.
I kept thinking Nahi.
Yes,
leaking.
There's a
remember
lot of Nahi tweaking on Dave's Instagram. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like all the youths, all over TikTok, all over Instagram, all over videos, comments everywhere. Nahi tweaking. I kept thinking, nah, he leaking. Remember that guy?
No.
Ooh, he leaking. It was a fight video from, like, Internet 1.0, and, I mean, blood was pouring out of this guy's face, and he was like, ooh, he leaking. Somebody call the ambulance. Call the ambulance. He leaking.
No,
so
I don't remember that.
That was all in my head, but it's tweaking, and so, yeah, if you want to not feel like an old...
I felt
saying,
so
nah,
old asking you
yeah.
to explain
okay,
it.
What does that mean?
If I throw up an Instagram tonight, I'll do nah, he tweaking.
Yes.
Nah,
yep.
tweaking.
Yep.
Okay.
We also got, from the NFL, we've got, actually, I'll stick with the leaking. We have our first Milk Crate Challenge death. It was only a matter of time. Somebody always dies from these challenges when they get dangerous. You know, there's deaths from, remember the one where you put all the marshmallows in your mouth?
Yep.
Chubby Bunny?
Chubby
Someone
Bunny.
Died from that. Remember the fire challenge where people were just lighting themselves on fire? People died from that.
The Tide Pod challenge. The
Tide Pod
challenge.
Thing,
cinnamon challenge. I don't know if people died.
I don't think anybody died from that.
David
one,
challenge. Well,
Dave sucks. Almost died from that, if I remember correctly.
But this chick was doing the milk crate in a gas station on concrete, fell, hit her head, big pool of blood. It was very disturbing.
Of all the challenges where getting really hurt or dying is inevitable, this is the one where it was the most inevitable.
Yes.
Because people
it's
get...
It's a matter of time.
I've yet to see someone fall gracefully from the
yes.
Milk Crate Challenge.
That's what the thing... I think you, like... You very quickly go, like, upside down.
You do.
Not many people just fall, like, on their feet. You
no,
go head
you don't
first
see, like,
time.
Guys hitting, like, yeah, their nuts or anything
mm-hmm.
like that. It's always their head or their back.
Yep.
So a death...
And,
like,
I mean, but just doing it on the concrete is fucking insane.
Yeah, you got to do it on a bed of pillows. I mean, I've seen a few tweets over the last week or so. Tweeting at me and being like, oh, if this was old Barstool, so glad he would be doing the Milk Crate Challenge. I'm like, no.
I don't know about that.
No.
I just don't know if the milk crates are structurally sound for you to do the challenge, Glenn.
No, they're not. Do you see me want to do the challenge? I don't want to do the Milk Crate Challenge.
I did see, you know who I think would be really funny doing the Milk Crate Challenge?
Who?
Is Za.
I feel like Spider-Man.
Because I saw...
He needs to be a tiny person. No, no
it's very difficult...
Spider.
Yeah.
They had to, like, swing their legs over, kind of, and I saw someone make a smaller pyramid for a gentleman who was the same size as
Zah. I don't want to make fun of Zah. I don't mean to make fun of Zah as well. I feel like, but he has smaller legs. So you have to really get up
That's
there.
That's why it would
fall,
be funny, because it would be a struggle for him.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a
Spider,
struggle for me.
Spider would probably be
I feel like
good,
Spider
right?
Don't
could,
go
like,
up and down.
Very
yeah.
smaller, dainty fellow.
I'd
could just
it's
zip up
it's
and
to
it.
The point now, not, you know, not thinking about the death, but, like, I'd watch anybody do it.
Yeah.
I would watch anybody do it.
Absolutely.
Anybody at Barstool,
I think
anybody.
It's one of the best challenges ever, like entertainment-wise.
It is.
It's like, because it's got the Black Twitter commentary.
So funny.
It's got a lot of funny, I mean, but now when people are dying, it's kind of like,
I know,
Jesus
that's the
Christ.
Thing. Like, but I don't think that will deter anyone. I really don't.
Yeah, no. There's something about the people doing the challenge where, like, when they see it, they see the pyramid, they're like, they have to do it.
Right.
You know, like, people are just trying to get their hands on the crates, and they have to do this, and I don't know what compels them, but
well,
they are...
I think I know what it is. It's that
Internet
it's,
glory?
It's internet glory because it seems so impossible.
Yeah.
I've seen so many fails, and I watch them all the time because I really find it entertaining. I've maybe seen three successful
I've seen White Mike.
White Mike, Roll the Blood.
I saw that girl who her legs went in like fast motion. She was like, brrr.
Yep.
And the Colts mascot.
The Colts
mascot. What the fuck was that about?
Yeah,
in the mascot uniform.
I think I saw that dude, Big Cat, who treated that guy Bradley Martin.
Yeah, but fuck that guy. He's like a...
He's a big motherfucker.
Yeah, but he's a bodybuilder. It's like...
I think that would be kind of be worse. You're like,
no, because those guys can like do all those wacky body. Things. Like those guys who like run on the treadmill and then get smashed with the medicine ball. And then, you know what I mean?
Right, they probably... Yeah, he's got great stabilized muscles.
I would have assumed he had like his arms go out more than his like waist because he's larger traps. That would
I guess. But he was like eating while he did it. That was like light work for
him. The best one is the big guy who was at the top and his legs were shaking.
Wobbling.
That's
for
a guy
like a
who's
solid,
just like
60
hasn't
seconds.
Done an athletic thing in 2 decades. And he's like, I'm doing this.
That is like another old school internet meme where it's like record scratch. Like, let me tell you how I got here.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, your head is probably like 20 feet off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, what have I done?
I mean, I could.
And there's no easy way out.
Yeah, none. I'm trying to think of it. I'm trying to think of me, a guy who also has done anything athletic in quite some time, getting up there. And I feel like it would be hard to lift my legs when I'm on top.
Yes.
Then go down.
Because then it's the down that seems to really be the hard part.
The great thing about it is it's a paradox that because it looks so easy. You see those milk crates up there and you say, I
could walk upstairs.
Like if you didn't know about the milk crate challenge at all and someone presented you with that situation, you would say, I could do that in 20 seconds. Uh-huh. And then people started doing that, and it turns out it's the hardest thing in the world. Yeah. It's harder than going up Mount Everest, and going up and down those milk crates.
And it's so wobbly, but then when you land on them, they become sturdy like an oak tree,
right.
And they break your back.
It's magic.
It is truly paradoxical.
And even in the back of my head, I think, I know.
The death kind of like ruins it. It's like, it was all fun and games and maybe just paralysis up until now, and now it's like death.
But again, it's not something where it's like, I can't believe somebody
died
from doing
this. That was kind of on you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the guy who wanted to prove the earth was flat and blasted off in a rocket. He died. It's like, well, he made a homemade rocket, dude. What did you think was going to happen?
What did he do?
Yeah.
You remember that?
No.
Yeah, he was just like, I'm going to get up there and prove it's flat by, you know, and then
he went up in the sky?
Yes, but he went like just high enough to die. It was a very failed rocket attempt. He was supposed to like go to space and he went like 100 feet in the air and then just came back down.
Not funny.
Last topic, the NFL has spies out, basically. There was a member of the Bills who was like got an anonymous note. Shout out Jersey Shore. Shout out New Jersey.
11-year anniversary today.
Oh, yeah?
Of the note.
The 11-year anniversary today. All right. It's like the 3-day anniversary of the...
Note's 11 years old.
That actually feels like less to me. Or no, that's just right on. Because I just remember Barstool New York covering the Jersey Shore when it first started.
Yeah.
So I always associate that with the beginning of Barstool. Because that was like a phenomenon. That was like the first
the
reality
Jersey Shore
show.
I was in eighth grade. We had a whole party. We all dressed up as the Guidos and shit. I was
really?
In eighth grade, man. It was crazy.
Dude, it was so awesome. Thank God Snooki got knocked out that one episode.
Because I've never seen it. I know. I've said that before.
Any of the Jersey Shore?
No.
Holy shit.
Dude, that's literally like you're sitting on a treasure. You're
I know.
Sitting on a treasure
you know what,
chest.
Though? I mean, yes, but also, like, it would probably was better in the time, in the moment.
I just told Trent another thing. So we were talking about Jason Mantzoukas, the comedian.
Yeah.
And you know him in the league. You ever see him in the league, obviously. Insanely funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling him literally 20 minutes ago, he's telling me how much he loves Jason Mantzoukas and he's never seen him in the league.
Mm.
I'm telling him, dude, that's...
That's like the best there is.
That's like me saying, oh, I love Danny McBride in 30 minutes or less. And then someone goes, oh, you got to watch Eastbound and Down.
Yes,
You've got a lot of treasure chest shit. You got to
watch it. Yeah, I understand. Like, I'm not anti-Jersey Shore. I've just never
watched it.
It didn't grab me the time for whatever reason, although I feel like I was in the prime age for
you
it.
You were, but
and
I mean, you're so
like
far away
a young
away
fella
from
in
it,
Iowa, you guys would have loved that.
Yeah, like,
because
that was like you'd never even seen
literal
the
aliens,
shore.
Literal aliens.
Yeah.
I definitely have friends in my friend group who love the Jersey Shore.
Right.
So it just missed me. Maybe.
I mean, it was a big deal already, or it was like a success. But then there was like, there's this episode coming where Snooki gets punched by a guy at the bar. Like a little 4'11" girl gets like cold cocked by a guy.
Gym teacher.
And I don't think it can, you know, I don't think it can air anymore. I don't think they would show that.
I don't think it did air.
They didn't actually air it? It was
no,
just like
it was,
a,
they like cut it.
Yeah, yeah. I guess
they
didn't
go, they
see
went
it,
to her
but like,
the,
I mean,
yeah.
That like
catapulted
it.
So what
it
was
it
originally,
to,
I believe, they left it in the season trailer.
Right.
And then at the episode, they cut it.
Or I want to say they aired it once, but then cut it. I feel like I did see it.
Like, if I rewatch it, I'm definitely not seeing
it.
You can find it on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, they have the footage.
And, okay. I mean, what a fucking scumbag that guy is. But it did just blast off into a whole other level. Anyway, I don't even know how we got there.
Football, NFL.
11-year anniversary of the note.
Right. There's anonymous notes saying, like, you were seen walking through the facility at 2:15 today not wearing a mask. Like, you better get vaccinated or wear your mask or whatever. And I'll tell you who's probably not going to like that very much. NFL football players.
No.
I don't think those guys are going to take too kindly to, like, snitches, anonymous snitches writing notes. So don't get caught doing that if you're one of those guys.
What a weird system.
You will get knocked down.
Yeah.
So confused.
This whole thing, it's such a mess, man. It's such a goddamn mess.
It's a mess.
It really is.
It's a big mess.
It's impossible to just, I don't know. It's crazy.
This was supposed to be the farewell episode for Tyler O'Day.
He said he'll come.
Okay. Well, tell him to come then.
Do the mints.
Yeah. While we're waiting for Tyler O'Day, I am being told that there is a Mincy Billy football picture that
you
must see.
Seen it?
No.
Oh,
so these guys are living together and have promised to, like,
So what's the backstory?
I will clarify.
They share a backyard, right?
They share a backyard and they're the only people in the unit. They live across the hall from each other. So we said they're literally Jerry and Kramer.
Got it. Jerry and Kramer share, but they also share a backyard.
And they share a yard.
Yeah, they're literally
Jerry and Kramer.
Okay. Working on creating negative psychological association for unhealthy cravings using an e-collar. So last night, Billy is zapping Mincy's neck every time he wanted a cookie. They're insomnia cookies.
They are.
That's like I would get electrocuted.
Why did they not order the insomnia cookies?
Yeah, that is.
But I think
I guess
that's part of the training.
Because now he'll always, like, if he sees a cookie, he just thinks about getting shot.
I saw Avery treat
it. But I'll
tell
you this much. Insomnia cookies, man.
Oh.
I will get electrocuted every single time to take a bite of
those
cookies.
Someone would put a gun to my head and they'd be like, I'm going to pull the trigger.
Look at those globs of chocolate on
there. It's the best invention ever was delivery cookies. I don't think outside of New York people even understand it. It comes in a little pizza box. And I can remember. This was back when I lived with my roommates, like, I would be so hungover. I'd be, like, hanging out, like, hidden in my cave, hungover. Yep. And I would come out. I'd, like, stumble out in my boxers, open the door, get milk and a little box of cookies, close the door, and walk into my room. And my roommates would just be laughing at me, like, what is this?
See, this may shock people, but I'm really not a sweets guy. I'm not.
Wow.
I'm really not. I love meat. I like to eat meat.
Yeah.
But those cookies.
Oh, when they're fresh.
When you get them nice and.
Here's where we're in something. They've got it figured out in a lot of ways, but the milk part is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you get the brownies from Domino's, they don't give you
soda.
I'm gonna drink Pepsi with this. Having milk as a delivery option
huge
makes it so much better.
You know what they have too? They've got a because usually I just go straight chocolate chip cookie.
I usually get Snickerdoodle.
What are you pointing
at? No,
I just want to get a full list of Glennie's not a sweets guy, not a party guy, not a strip club guy.
I'm really not a sweets person.
Not a rub and tug guy.
I don't eat ice cream, really.
You're not a guy.
Mount Rushmore of things you're not a guy.
I'm not really a snack
which
person.
Which also paints a picture of something that you might be.
I'm really not a sweet person. I don't go home and eat chocolate.
I believe
chocolate.
You.
I'm
Brian.
Not doubting you. I just want to get the full list.
You're not a
party guy.
I'm not a strip club guy.
Not a strip club.
See, that's where the line gets a little blurred.
I hear about you at Sapphires all the time.
Wait, can I get something in my backpack for a second?
Glennie, it's your fucking world.
Right.
Literally, don't ever ask me a question like that again. Just get up and do it. Glennie, I believe, has fallen asleep at Sapphires, hasn't he?
I did. This is the.
Yeah, I'm not a strip club guy, but I go to sleep. Yeah,
exactly. Morty just said you had to drag him out of there.
You also used to get, I mean, maybe it's not exactly a strip club, but you used to call Asa while getting new room massages.
I did. The girl loved it. She was an Asa fan.
I'm sure she was. Asa's probably like their idol. What do we got in this backpack of yours? I'm not a strip club guy, but I got a wad of ones.
Got a wad of ones.
This is from the last time I fell asleep at Sapphire. I haven't taken them out of my backpack yet. I forgot.
What do you think? How many you got there?
Probably like 120.
Make it rain on
this. I think
hose.
I got 200, and then we did make some damage. Rain a little bit, and
not a strip club guy. I just have a go bag full of ones ready to go
case.
At any time. Why don't we go do a little afternoon session at Sapphire right now?
I would totally go if you wanted to go.
I'm not a strip club guy, but I will totally go.
You are the best. You are spectacular.
I'm really not a strip club person. I really don't like that.
Wait, let's break that down for a second. What does that mean necessarily? Are you, because surely you'll still go to them. Not being a strip club guy is almost saying that you don't go to them.
Maria, can you come up here for a second?
Okay.
What is happening?
Like, why do you need Rhea to back you up on this?
Because I
don't even know if I'm going to be able to.
He says he's not a strip club guy.
He absolutely is a strip club guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, last time we went to the strip club, you guys all wanted to go. I did not want to go.
Okay, we I said, Glennie, you want to go to the strip club? He said, yes.
Yes.
He didn't say, no, I'm not a strip
just
club guy.
Just because other people might want to go doesn't mean that absolves you from wanting to go.
I will never be the guy that's leading
okay,
the
but you'll always go
Glenn,
if someone's
what
going.
What's
the home? Wait, what's the best strip club in Chicago?
I've never been to a strip club in Chicago.
Oh, damn it. I thought he was going to have an answer.
I did. I was really hoping
that
he was going to have
one. Every time Glenn says he's not a strip club guy, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Yes.
Because every,
that's
not
like
every
me being
time,
like, I don't like donuts. What are you talking about? It's
right.
Like, oh, I just eat them all the time and talk about them all the time.
I'm not a bachelor
guy
either.
Yeah.
But
really
why is it
like
bad
that.
Being a strip club guy?
I'll admit I like...
Okay,
I like good strip clubs. Like, I like Bare Exposure in Atlantic City. I like a club downtown in Montreal.
Southern Exposure in West Virginia.
I've never been there. I like the decent strip clubs. They're okay to go late at night.
I'm pretty sure Bare Exposure is absolutely, like, abominable.
Oh, it's great. It's BYOB. You can go next door. You can pick up a 24 pack.
Yeah, and I know, but that's not, like, a nice strip club. Have you gone to Spearmint Rhino in Vegas?
No.
Okay, you got
to
go.
Chivo asked me to go last week when we were in Vegas, and I said no because I don't like
strip clubs. Because I'm not a strip club guy. I mean, you know.
I don't like strip clubs. I don't like strip clubs, and I don't like rubber tugs. I don't like rubber tugs either. False belief.
I know
what?
That's not
true.
I know that that's not true.
I haven't been
through
rub and tug in this country in 4 years.
But like, you make a spectacle of these things and then are surprised when we think you like them.
I don't make a spectacle of them.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Here's my thing. When you...
The last rub and tug I went to on American soil was June 2017.
The fact that you even know these things, though, is kind of crazy.
Right. When people know that you can go to Glennie and ask him for a recommendation on blank, you are that guy.
When does anybody
like,
ask
also the fact that you
on,
have like a running power rankings of OnlyFans, like you're just kind of associated with
sex work. I haven't
done
that yet, but
world.
I do want to start that.
Yeah, but you don't understand, like if you have a ranking of OnlyFans people, you're probably going to get known as the guy who likes naked girls. And
I mean, I like OnlyFans.
And when you were being called the not the party guy, that was a response to you being clearly a party.
Oh,
guy.
Oh, I'm well aware of that. That I will take because obviously I do like to get into it. But I don't like. I really don't like sweets too much. I don't eat sweets often.
We're not doubting it. It's just funny that there's all these things that feel very contradictory to the man that you are.
The strip club thing is so true. I really don't like strip clubs that much. I really
but you'll always go when people want
to
go.
If I'm drunk and everyone's like, oh, we're going to the strip club as a group, yeah, I'm going to go.
But that's like being a guy.
You'll never see me alone in a strip club.
I bet you I will.
You'll never see me like eating breakfast at the buffet.
I bet you I will.
Talking to the strippers about my problems.
I bet you I will. All of those things. Every single thing you kept adding, I could see Glennie
like, I have not
sitting alone like with a bib on, eating like lobster, talking to a stripper about
his
problems.
I have not been to a tug in 4 years.
How many tugs have you been to total?
Total? All time?
Yeah.
Maybe like 4 or 5.
Okay.
But that depends if you count the new rooms in Montreal, though, because that's more recent.
Do they massage you and jerk you off?
Oh.
Then, yeah, then I count them.
Well, that's a different field.
We're now combining strip clubs and rub and tugs.
New room massages are way better.
But that's we're not combining strip clubs. We're combining rub and tugs and no room massages.
Oh, I thought that's what you said.
Definitely. Okay. Well, massages where they massage you and jerk you off.
I don't go to rum and tugs anymore in U.S. soil.
So you got to be on
in
foreign
Montreal.
Lands. Okay.
And I've been to Montreal because you have
And why would Nauru massages not count?
Because they're just awesome. Like,
what would the number be if we included those?
If we included the... I haven't been to Montreal too many times. I have done two in the same weekend when I've gone to Montreal. I would clock myself in at 11 if we're all... I would say...
So just to be clear, like... If the massage with the hand job is really, really, really good, you don't count it as a rub and tug?
No, I don't count. I'm not counting anything as rub and tugs. Do you know what a Nuru is?
I'm asking you, do you get massaged and jerked off in a Nuru?
Yeah, but there's a,
then that's where the rub and tug
a whole
is.
Bunch more cool shit, though.
No. Okay, what? They rub their body on
you
and shit?
Yeah, they do the oil.
Right,
this
they rub their
place
tits
I
on
found.
You whatever.
They have a jacuzzi you could get into.
Right.
I did that.
Right, okay. So, but that's what I mean. So that's a really awesome rub and tug. So thereby,
it's a super awesome
it's a rub and tug.
Yeah.
It's a mega rub and tug.
It's a mega tug.
You, sir. This rundown has turned into like just a podcast, and it's just like balls, man. The life of balls. Part of me wants to just do a podcast where I interview just you every week.
I would love to. I want
I just
some sort of podcast where I could just exude.
Yes,
exude
just be balls.
Shit. But I don't know how to pitch that. So
feels like we're doing
it
right now.
You know, if I can
free
up
your,
some
if
time,
if I can have your backing, maybe we could do it.
I could free up some time, we'll just call a podcast. It'll just be called Being Balls, and it's just
that.
Like today we're going to talk to Glennie about sweets. and how he doesn't like them. Today we're going to talk to him about Yeah. massages.
Your brain works in a very interesting way.
Yeah, you are the world's most fascinating man.
I'm very particular. Things cross my mind.
Let's bring in Tyler.
You got him?
Yeah. Come on down.
All right, Tyler. Come on out.
We heard you're having a bad day.
I don't know. I just thought maybe I'd go quietly.
Was that what that meant? You were just hoping to slip out?
Just to fade out.
Just like Goodwill Hunting it, like you're just gone? Yeah. No, I can't have that.
Oh, and
you're a staple here, man. Can't just have you just be gone. You gotta give like your final goodbyes. You want to talk to the cheapies or the final top?
No, they've got their fill. No, but thanks to you guys for welcoming me onto the set a couple times over the past few years.
Thanks for putting me in the final Odaniac rankings. Oh, wait, no. I was nowhere to be found in the top 50.
I don't really know how to get into the Odaniac rankings.
Apparently, neither do I.
They're dead. They're no longer.
Yeah, there was
a
final rankings.
They're dead.
Final 50.
Wow. I never even think I made the top 50.
I was in there once, and then I just never made the final one, so whatever. But, you know, shout out to the building that you're going to work for.
I saw you're going to be on the 12th floor, right?
So, I mean, yeah, but not, like, our office is not in the building itself.
How often do you think you're going to get to the top?
That's a little crazy. You're a little hypocritical.
You're not actually working in the building?
No.
That's a pretty big letdown.
Oh.
That you're not even going to be in the Empire State Building.
Where are you going to work? Barstool, Chicago.
Our offices are just across the street.
Well, that feels like a whole fake thing to me. That feels very disingenuous and hypocritical. And I don't know if I'm going to follow that account anymore.
You're not in the building.
My office, I'm sure I'll be performing duties in the building.
Do you have your own office?
No, I would doubt it. I don't know. I would doubt that.
I mean, the Twitter bio should say, like, tweets from across the street from the Empire State Building. Yes, Glennie?
Glennie.
Are you the boss?
No.
Are you the boss of, like, the Twitter account?
I would believe so,
Will
yeah.
you
that's
be pressing,
what I meant.
Will you be pressing send on the tweets?
I do not think so.
Huh. So then you're
will
not
you
the
be
boss.
Okaying the tweets that are sent?
That I believe.
Well, then kind of you're the guy pressing send.
Yeah, directing someone else to press send. So
will you be the guy who, if the Empire State Building gets in trouble for a tweet, will it be your fault?
I would assume so, probably, okay. Yeah.
Responsibility.
Okay. Are you worried that Dave Portnoy has waged war on the Empire State Building as a result of you leaving this company to go work for that building?
Am I worried? I would be foolish not to have my senses heightened at all times.
Like, I've always thought, like, if one does leave Barstool, the way they want to do it is be on good terms with Dave, because if not, he will do everything in his power to ruin your new endeavor.
Certainly not in a way that it causes him to change his Twitter avatar.
Yeah, that's...
That was a shock.
Although, hey, no such thing as bad publicity.
He and Boomer Sison have the same avatar now.
It's fucking people up.
It really fucks me up.
A lot of people think that Boomer really fucks me up.
Yeah.
Yep. But hey, maybe you can tell your boss, like, hey, listen, as soon as you hired me, a guy with like 2 million followers changed his Twitter picture to the Empire State Building. So, you know, already making waves.
Yeah, it's been. I was a little nervous last week, but we've trudged through.
Do you think that there's Empire State Building groupies?
I think there's gonna be.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, you know, you hit the Gem Saloon or something like that. And
bring him
just
a
like
snow globe or something.
Bitches hanging from the rafters being like, oh, my God, that's the Empire State Building guy?
That's where they filmed Elf.
That's where filmed Elf. That's right. Where King Kong climbed up there.
Yep.
It's being shut down for the first time next first week of September for the first time ever. New York Fashion Week.
Wow.
Doing an event there.
Yes, Glennie.
How often do you need to go to the top?
I could foresee it being every day.
Whoa.
But I don't know. I won't know until I get there.
That's just part of the day. You go to the top.
Yeah, just start my day up at the top, and then work my way down.
Well, I mean, I think it's only right if you serenade us one last time here as you exit Barstool. So
sure.
And there's of course one song that has to be.
Oh, it has to be that song.
I did that last week
when I thought it was my last time on the run.
We're doing a little retirement tour here, aren't we? We got a little Jeter-esque with it.
I tried to not do this.
But I'd love to. Yeah, I tried to not do it, but yeah, we're here twice in a row. So I would love to hear whatever you want to sing to take us out.
The
end of the Tyler O'Day Barstool era.
Yeah, I did pick a Sinatra song. Summer Wind, which I thought was appropriate because I'm blowing out of here as the seasons change.
The floor is yours.
Great. The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. Thank you, Tommy. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Thank you, Barstool Sports. Thank you, everybody.
Tyler O'Day.
Thank you, Tyler.
End of an era, folks.
Thank you. End of an era.
End of an era.
End of an era.
To all the O'Daniacs. To the O'Day family. To everyone. To all the cheapies. I'll see you next week.